Ngāti Kahu is very overwhelmed by the response the Crown has had in the purchase of this whenua here at Mahiatai. And we also want to acknowledge the mahi that they have done and the speed they've done it in, obviously acknowledging the fact that things don't happen this fast in terms of relationships with iwi and Crown.
When opportunities arise, the Crown can buy land that's been held privately by player market price and all the rest of it, and particularly land that is of special significance to hapu or iwi, and for future negotiations, have that available as something that can be returned to hapu or iwi as part of a future agreement with them under the treaty process.
You know, this small bit here, it's just the thumbprint of all the land that was Ngāti Kahu's, but it's still really significant that we've achieved this.
Great to be part of something that I hope is the beginning of just a different way of conducting our relationship and starting a corridor about not just the long-term future, but actually the immediate stuff as well. How the whenua is now looked after, now that it's in Crown hands and awaiting a future treaty settlement. Let's talk about how it can be looked after and the role that Ngāti Kahu can play in that.
E whakaritiri te tonu ana tātou i etahi rautaki e taia ai te whakahokia mai te whenua kia tātou i naia tonu nei. So another challenge has been sent to the government to allow them to return the whenua to us to be able to implement our kaitiakitanga role here in Ngāti Kahu without a settlement, if that's even possible. But that's another challenge we've sent out to Minister Little.
I think this purchase is about goodwill, showing goodwill towards Ngāti Kahu, saying the Crown is serious about building its relationship, and part of that is eventually getting to talk and forge a settlement of claims, and hopefully, you know, pointing a way to a new relationship of the future.
I think it shows that we are committed. It's an act of good faith. You know, we're keen for Ngāti Kahu to progress, to advance. You know, we don't want Ngāti Kahu or any iwi for that matter to, you know, simply be grounded in grievance and remain there. We really want Māori to move ahead and achieve our full potential as tangata whenua of Aotearoa.